What's going on? I'm Matt, here to help you on your journey to financial freedom. If you want to learn about budgeting, investing, and saving, and just want to get on that journey to achieve financial freedom, then do consider subscribing. All right, so we need to address these unemployment programs that are currently provided through the CARES Act program and when these programs will end, at least for now, until there is some kind of extension that's provided, possibly through the next coronavirus relief bill. So first, we're gonna start with the $600 FPUC boost. This is the federal pandemic unemployment compensation. That's the additional $600 that started with the week ending dates, April 4th, for whatever unemployment program that you are receiving payments for. This is added to the regular unemployment and then also those under the PUA and PEUC programs, which we'll talk about in a moment. The CARES Act says that this program will end on or before July 31st, 2020. However, you need to look at your respective state's guidance on this. For example, my home state, Georgia, has said that the FPUC, that $600, is payable through July 25th, 2020. My understanding is in Georgia, since our week ending dates fall on a Saturday, then the last week for the $600 in July would be that July 25th week ending date. Hopefully that makes sense to you, because for me, I still think that there's a week that people are going to be missing out on, because you still have Monday, July 27th, all the way through July 31st, which is a Friday. And those are 5 days that people would have typically worked, would have typically earned wages for. But that's how the state of Georgia is handling that. And you want to check with your respective state in terms of when that FPUC boost will actually end. Next, we'll talk about PUA, Pandemic Unemployment Assistance. This is the unemployment program provided to those who normally wouldn't qualify for regular unemployment, like gig workers, self-employed people, independent contractors, people who were offered a job but couldn't start due to COVID-19, those with little work history, and even those who were on regular unemployment but they exhausted those benefits, as well as their PEUC benefits, which I'll talk about right after this. U.S. Department of Labor states that if the total amount of weeks you've exhausted between regular unemployment and PEUC is less than 39 weeks, then the difference results in how many weeks of PUA, Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, you would be eligible to receive at the end. And so I just wanted to mention that, because I think a lot of folks who are receiving regular unemployment, exhausted those benefits, and then are also getting the 13 weeks now of PUC, may not realize that you are going to be eligible for Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, provided you still fall under, you haven't received the full 39 weeks between your regular unemployment and your pandemic emergency unemployment compensation. In essence, everyone should be able to get some kind of weekly benefit amount for up to 39 weeks. Obviously, this is a generalization, because unemployment is handled differently from state to state, and then handled even differently again from individual to individual. But again, using Georgia as an example, folks who exhausted their unemployment, their regular unemployment insurance, were provided pandemic unemployment assistance until that PEUC program could get started, until the pandemic emergency unemployment compensation program could get started. And once that happened, those folks who exhausted their regular unemployment transitioned into the PEUC program. So let's say you exhausted 14 weeks of unemployment. Well, you would receive 13 weeks of PEUC, and then you would be eligible to receive 12 weeks of pandemic unemployment assistance. Now, I know this can be confusing. I know the numbers can throw people off, but as long as your regular unemployment and then your pandemic emergency unemployment compensation total is less than 39 weeks, then you should be able to receive the difference through the PUA program. So it may be 1 week, it may be 2 weeks, because you know the total amount of weeks between your regular and your PEUC unemployment may be 25, 26, 35, 36. And so the amount of PUA that you would receive would just be the difference between that total and then 39. Check with your state again just to make sure. Now let's talk about how long the PUA program is. It is 39 weeks from the weeks beginning on January 27, 2020 and ending on or before December 31st, 2020. So after December 31st, 2020, that PUA program is no longer available. Now, as of June 18th, 2020, there is nothing that has been signed that's in the bill that's going to extend PUA past December 31st, 2020. And for those of you wondering, if you've exhausted the 39 weeks of PUA, will you be able to get the PUC? And what you need to understand is that PUC, as we're going to get into right now, is for those who have exhausted their regular unemployment insurance. And speaking of which, the final program, the PEUC program, the Pandemic Emergency Unemployment Compensation Program, under the CARES Act, states are permitted to extend unemployment benefits by up to 13 weeks under this program. PEUC benefits are available for weeks of unemployment beginning after your state implements the new program and ending with weeks of unemployment ending on or before December 31st, 2020. So just like the PUA program, the Pandemic Emergency Unemployment Compensation program is also going to end on December 31st, 2020. The program covers most individuals who have exhausted all rights to regular unemployment compensation under state or federal law and who are able to work, available for work, and actively seeking work as defined by state law. Importantly, the CARES Act gives states the flexibility in determining whether you are actively seeking work if you are unable to search for work because of COVID-19, including you know, because of illnesses or quarantine restrictions or movement restrictions, so to speak. Basically, those work search requirements are mostly waived. I believe in Georgia, it's waived until around the middle of July or so. And then in your respective state, I believe it would, you know, the work search requirements are waived as well, just because of what's going on with COVID-19. So in short, the $600 expires July 25th, depending on your state. I just know how Georgia is handling this, and they have said that this $600 is payable through the week of July 25th. The PUA, the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, depends on your situation, really. You have up to 39 weeks to claim PUA benefits, but those benefits do end on December 31st. 2020. PUC, Pandemic Emergency Unemployment Compensation, is for 13 weeks, and that also ends on December 31st, 2020. So I hope that information was helpful in terms of answering when these programs will end. Quick shout out to the community for helping each other and answering each other's questions, whether it's on Reddit, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, whatever. Like, you guys are all helping each other out and really stepping it up, and I just want to shout out to you all for continuing to be there for each other. Thanks for watching. I hope you all stay safe and well, and please continue to encourage and uplift one another during these difficult and challenging times, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace.